And you kept your milk out here, I suppose, where in the
well?
In the well?
Kept it there in the summertime, kept it in either in the cistern, you know, lowered down with ropes in the cistern. When it got real hot, now in the spring, my mother kept it out there in that cellar house. It was cool down there in it.
I see.
And then when it got on hotter, she kept it in the, she'd lower it down in the cistern.
The cistern.
And then in the wintertime, that little pantry back there,
mm-hmm.
my dad built a little, what he called a winder box. It was a little screened-in affair, sticking on the outside, and was screened so the cats and dogs and birds and so on and so forth couldn't get it. And that's where she kept her milk.
I see. Did you ever hear of a dairy, the word dairy used?
No.
For that, how was it used when you were, I mean, what the word
you mean being? Where you milk the cows?
Is that where?
The cow shed.
Did you ever use the word dairy?
Not that I remember.
At all.
Did you ever remember?
No, I don't remember even the word dairy. We just went out to milk. Mm-hmm. Milk shed, a barn. We used the milk.
Well, we
the
called
barn.
It the cow shed.
Cow shed. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And how about a room where you kept things that you didn't want to throw away but you couldn't use?
Well, that went up to the attic, I guess.
I see. Uh-huh. Did you have a name for it? Say broken
junk room.
Junk room.
I guess that'd be the junk room.
That's what we call our shed. I hear junk shed.
Junk shed. Did you ever hear that used, that called plunder?
No.
Not plunder.
I never did hear it.
Uh-huh. And I get these different words, you know, uh-huh. around. I'd like to check
yeah.
with you.
Uh-huh.
And how would your mother describe what she did in the morning to keep the house tidy and clean? She said, well, I have to do what?
Clean up the house.
Just clean it up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And what did she use for a broom? How was it? Did they buy it or did they make it? Or?
I don't know. Well, I think that we had a broom maker
broom
in the community.
Did you?
And I believe they were bought from him. I don't believe they were store-boughting, is the whole thing saying
yeah,
goes.
There used to be several in this country that make broom, had a you know, a little broom factory of their own, making it their home. We had a fellow down here that lived down here at Woodard Chapel, we called it. He had a little broom mill, and he'd make broom, and then he'd take them around
and sell them. And peddle them. That's, that, we had a broom peddler that would come
and,
through.
He'd come around the store and sell them to the store, or go around house to house and sell them.
And where would she keep it?
Behind the door, I think, in the kitchen.
And how about the keeping your clothes clean? How did they do that?
Oh, well, we had this old-timey rub board that you got out and scrubbed and rubbed and then put them in the pot and boiled them. And they had to be boiled and punched every so often and then scrubbed again.
What? How did you get the soap out?
You rinsed them through the, well, at least two waters.
You did?
Uh-huh.
And what kind of soap? Is that the homemade?
Homemade lye soap.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, when I started housekeeping, I had homemade lye soap. I thought I was rich when I got to buy my first box of powdered soap.
It was a lie pretty hard on your hands, I suppose.
No, it wasn't, huh? And you know, a lot of people now just go wild if they can find a bar of homemade lye soap.
I guess it cuts water, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Hard water very well. How about the ironing?
Well, you ironed with what was called flat irons. And you heated them in the wintertime. We'd heat them at the fireplace or on the cook stove.